Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to my very first episode. It is Real Connected. I just want to give a huge thank you to Ed there at eWater Radio, KEWR, for the opportunity for me. This is a platform to talk about real estate and everything around that, so I'm definitely thankful. I'm just a little nervous. It is a little different knowing that my voice is going to carry, but I'm certainly appreciative of the opportunity. And what I wanted to talk about today is who I am, and I just wanted to have you get to know me and where I'm coming from and what the goals of the show is. So, again, thank you so much to eWater Radio, KEWR, to Ed, and I am going to go ahead and get started. This is going to be a show. I will have guests on going forward, but I just wanted to just take some time today, again, just to introduce who I am. I am actually a realtor here in Cincinnati, Ohio, Keller Williams, Seven Hills, and I have been a realtor for a little over a year. So before I even go into that, you know, as women, we definitely handle a lot of things. We manage and we manage families and careers and just everything that we have. And sometimes our journey changes, our path changes, and that's exactly what happened with me. I've actually have a background. I've done social media marketing, and I've also have done project management. But, you know, the funny thing is I was a stay-at-home mom for the majority of my life. I probably, my career life didn't start until early 30s, and so I haven't really been in the workforce that long, but I'm so thankful the opportunities that come my way, and I am going to jump on any opportunity. You never know what doors open and what, you know, what you can what, you know, the future holds. And so, again, I was a stay-at-home mom and just decided to go into the workforce once my kids went to college or high school and then college. And so I definitely started to work. How did I get started in real estate? It was something that happened during COVID. I was in social media marketing. I loved it. I love everything social media. Not really just to, not just to, you know, brand me, but I just love the photos and I just love graphics and I just love social media. But unfortunately, that was one of the very first positions that was furloughed when COVID happened. And so what I decided to do was go ahead and start taking the licensing course to be a realtor. So I did that. It took me about a year, longer than some, but it took me over a year, and I took the course, the licensing exams, and went ahead and did it. And, you know, I love real estate, though it's a tough market right now. It's definitely a tough market for buyers, but it's still something that is gratifying. I was just telling someone not that long ago, I don't really consider myself a salesperson. You know, I don't want to come off as a car salesman, no offense, no shade, but I don't want to come off as a salesperson and being pushy. I definitely want to be considered a consultant, and I really want to take your desires and what your dreams are and what it is that you're looking for and find that perfect property for you. And so that's really what I love about real estate, and I love the flexibility. Again, I have a lot of things going on in my life as a single person. You know, I am trying anything as far as career-wise. You know, I don't know, again, where life will take me, so I definitely have a lot of things going on, but real estate is definitely a passion that I have and what I'm working towards to really move forward. So That is me in a nutshell. I have two boys, 24 and 25, two handsome young men who are already taken. But I love my sons. One is headed to medical school, and the other one is headed to the ATL to do stocks and exchanges. So my boys are definitely doing it, and I'm so proud of them. And they have wonderful ladies next to the side who encourage them and push them. And I have two G-babies. My single girlfriends told me I shouldn't be telling people I have grandbabies just because. But I have no shame in my game. I'm definitely a mom and a grandmother, Gigi, to two beautiful girls, Anavi and Rio. So I love my family. But again, I'm a single person out here just, grinding and hustling to move forward in what it is that I want to accomplish. So that's me. That's me. I'm here in Cincinnati. I've been in Cincinnati for 14, 15 years now. I consider Cincinnati home. I don't know if it's going to be my home forever, but definitely a place that I call home and that I love. I've met some really good people here. So my career has started here. I have super supportive people in my corner. So here in Cincinnati. That is me in a nutshell. I have to apologize in advance. I have no music. You know, I actually had reached out to a few folks. So if you have music to share or that you want to showcase, just send me an email or send me a quick text at 513-402-0183. And let's connect. I can definitely, showcase your music and definitely share your stuff on social media. Exposure is everything. So if you have any music that you would like me to share, just a jingle, let me know. But again, that's just me. I'm super excited to be here. The concept of the show. So the concept of the show is, as you know, real estate is, it's a tough market right now, but real estate and property is going to be one of the most expensive, largest amount of debt that anyone, most, will obtain. And buying property, when buying property, it's important to really align yourself with, one, someone that you trust, and two, someone that you believe in. When you have a realtor, we almost become family to you. We spend a lot of time together, whether it's looking at homes, going over the phone, talking about what it is that you're looking for. The real estate market is emotional. And like I said before, for a seller, this is a seller's market. If you got a house to sell, this is the time to do it. Houses are being, on the market lasting 15 to 17 days average. Selling for up to or more $15,000-$20,000 above list. This is a perfect time if you are sitting on some property and you were contemplating or been contemplating to get rid of it. This is the time to do it. But unfortunately for the buyer, it's super competitive. There's so many things that you have to think of when buying a house, and it is emotional. It's emotional when you want something and you put in your offer and it's rejected. It can be rejected for so many reasons, but again, it's such an emotional process that during this process, since I've been in real estate, I've really, like I said, my clients have become my family, having to encourage, having to motivate, because one says no doesn't mean that the next will. So it's important to connect yourself with the realtor who you trust. And that you believe in, someone that's going to fight for you. I would hate to have someone just shoving property down my throat just to get a sale. So, I always say you want someone that you trust that's going to give you the best advice. Is this a good move? It is our responsibility as realtors. It is our fiduciary responsibility to look out for you. We're not attorneys, and we'll definitely tell you to seek an attorney when needed, but it is our responsibility to protect you. So, when it comes to a realtor, it's so important to do your interview, do the interview process. When I say come and talk to me, I want you to come and talk to me. I want you to set up a time. I want you to, you know, let's meet for coffee. Let's get to know each other, where I'm coming from, what I can do for you. Am I going to fight for you? What does my time look like? Am I available when you're available? So many things. You have every single right to interview as many realtors as you want. And I probably shouldn't be saying this, but you also have the ability to negotiate commissions, though the norm is 3% per agent, but that's something that you can negotiate. Of course, we're not going to work for free. And the least amount, I got to put this in there because, you know, we do work and we work hard. So you can't keep pushing 1%, 2%. That's not going to happen. But I'm just, you know, saying is find someone that you trust that you can negotiate, that will fight for you, and just all of those things. And so when I say come and talk to me, that is just a Jodeci. I'm referring to Jodeci. I'm an R&B girl. But, yes, find someone that you definitely connect with. You're going to spend a lot of time with that agent. So it's so important to feel connection with that person, to feel that they got your back. So that is the very first part of the process in real estate is choosing a realtor. Now, some people actually do the opposite. And some people, you know, they go to the bank, they have this idea, they want a house, they go to the bank and they get a pre-approval. And that's cool. And oftentimes the bank will refer them to an agent, you know, and it's important as for us as agents to create those relationships with those lenders so when those times come that, you know, you'll get those referrals. But in most cases, you're going to pick your realtor first. You've looked at a house. Nowadays, everyone is going online for homes. It's not back in the day where you didn't have access to listings. You didn't have access to online. So you really relied on an agent to let you know what was on the market. Nowadays, especially for Gen X and millennials, they are so on it. They will know new listings as soon as they come out before sometimes we do. They're just so connected to information that's a lot of times where you're going to pick an agent is, I like this house, I see this house, and let me call the person listed to that property. So, you choose that agent first. You have that buyer consultation. You get to know that person, make sure you can really connect. And then you start with that pre-approval process. You go and get that, go to the lender and see how much they'll approve you for. So, again, it's just so important to be connected to someone that knows the process. Are you connected to a brokerage that has partners in place in the community that can help you in whatever way that you need? As agents, we're not just door openers. We don't just drive around and show you houses. We definitely are involved in every single part of the process. Sending you to the lender, just making sure that you're getting the right information from that lender. You know, I always think, and I might just be thinking too much into it, but I want to make sure that my clients are also getting the best interest that they can, shop it around, that they're paying the less closing costs, the less settlement costs that they can. It is my job to help you as a buyer. So it's knowing that the lenders were also part of the contract process. It's a legal document. You want to make sure that whoever's filling out your papers know what they do. Also part of the inspection process, making sure that that house is everything it's supposed to be. Beware of those agents who tell you to forego the inspection. Like I mentioned at the very beginning, that is the most expensive purchase that you're going to make. You don't want to buy a house that will fall apart years from now, or you don't want to buy a house and then 6 months discover issues that could have been discovered in the inspection. So we're part of that process as well. We're also part of the appraisal process as far as making sure that's getting completed, the closing. So there's so many pieces of real estate, of the real estate process that we're involved in, so we're not just door openers. So I just, you know, like I said, it's so important. And so what the show is going to do is I am going to showcase a piece of the process every single time. And I will have guests to discuss it. I am going to open. I was a little scared today, so I didn't want to open up. I didn't want to put a link in and have people call. And maybe I should have, but I definitely am going to have guests and allow callers to call in just to be able to answer questions, whether it's from a lender, an inspector, an appraisal, you know, just every single part of the process. I definitely want to have someone from that particular industry, that part of the process, to be on the show so that we can address every single part and you would get your answers to the questions that you have. So that is what I want to do. And then also, I also want to showcase what markets are doing. I'm in Cincinnati, so I can tell you exactly what is going on in here in Cincinnati, but you might be somewhere completely different. And I hope that you are. I hope that you share this show, the show link and the number. But yes, and so my goal is to connect everyone to the market that they live in. I'm always open for feedback and definitely want questions. So if there's anything specific to real estate that you would like to discuss and would like to know, again, just shoot me an email, send me a text message. I'm here to serve for sure. Or even if you want to know something about me, I want you to get to know me as a person. Again, for me, relationship is so important in every single industry. It isn't so much, it isn't the pitch, in my opinion. It is the connection and the relationship that you have with people that moves your career forward. It's, you know, people can definitely, your character, your integrity, the values that you have, all of that, and in those relationships, that to me is what moves, what brings business together. It presents you to other people. It was through those relationships and through that network. So, again, that would be my goal here is, one, that you get to know me, and that, two, that I provide the most thorough information when it comes to real estate relationship-wise. So thank you so much. I am going to do the disclaimer, and then I will come back, and then we will talk about the next episodes that we have coming up. Again, if you have any particular topic that you wanted to discuss or to hear about, my email address is Eileen, Aileen, COBBS at KW.com. And my phone cell is 513-402-0183.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates. The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Thank you so much. I promise. Either you can send me some music or I will have music. But the show will be on once a month. It will be the second Tuesday, or Monday, I'm sorry, the second Monday of each month. It is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, 1 Pacific, and 3, I think, Central Standard. So it is, for now, a monthly show. And I will, again, open the call lines up. But, you know, for the next, I would say, segment, I'm going to sort of move away from real estate and really talk about I don't really want to say as far as, I don't want to make this about women and women in career, but I am a woman and I do have a career. But someone had called me actually this morning and asked what, as a woman, what was my biggest obstacle in moving forward, or what is my biggest obstacle as I move forward in my career? And I had to really think about that, and my response was me. I am probably the obstacle. And I think that many women can relate to that, particularly, women who may have started their careers late or are doing a completely different career, did a complete switch. I had to, and I know this is cliche, everyone says it, but I had to get out of my own way and I had to really move away from fear. And I think I know that in moving away from fear, I'm really just stepping out there. I feel like that with the show. You all just do not understand how nervous I am today. And I truly hope that what I'm saying completely makes sense. But it is definitely stepping out of fear and just doing it because we don't know what the future holds or the opportunities and what those opportunities may lead to. So I have to get out of my own way. I would definitely say to others, for all, particularly women and young women, is to just go for it. Whatever your heart desires, whatever career you want to go after, whatever it is that you love and you're just passionate about, this is the perfect time to do it. It is really just getting out of your own way, stepping out in faith and just watching it all unfold. The worst thing, and that's what I was talking about this morning, the worst thing is that you're going to fail. But guess what? Failing isn't a concrete, it isn't a end-all, be-all. It is just another reason to get up the next day and try again at something else. And I had to come to that realization myself. And so when I had that conversation today, and I really had to think about what is my biggest obstacle, it's definitely me. Especially, nowadays, there's so many people you can compare yourself to. So many people. There's so much, and I hate to go there, but there's just so much fake love and just fake all over social media of goals and business goals, relationship goals, and all of this stuff. And if you get caught up in all of that, getting caught up in social media and comparing yourself to others, you'll never win. So it's definitely just staying in your own lane, knowing that what's for you, you will get. And at the end of the day, hard work beats it all. Consistency beats it all, and dedication. I don't have to be the smartest, and I certainly don't have to be the strongest, but I guarantee you that the consistency of just being consistent in whatever it is that I want to do and just being dedicated, success will follow. So I just wanted to share that today because I'm just tying that into the show. I'm tying it into the show because when Ed had called me about the show, I don't know if I hesitated, but I certainly said yes, again, because I love I'm adventurous. I love new things. And it is definitely my goal to be, to live outside of fear and just doing it. And hopefully I am able to connect with you. I want to provide you information as you go through the real estate process. I want to even mix in some, again, to me, real estate is a relationship with every single person in the industry. Relationship is important, so I'm going to make those connections for you. So that is my spiel for today. That was the conversation I was having earlier, just really getting out of your own way. If I were to connect that to real estate, A lot of people have no clue if they would be approved. They would have no clue. You were sitting there paying tons of money in rent. We know that the market right now, rents have increased, certainly in certain states. Tenants, I know that there are some tenant rights that are, I don't know if they are pending, but they're definitely, fighting as far as inflated rent amounts. And so some people are doing that and have no clue that one phone call to an agent or one phone call to a lender, you would know exactly where you stand. Is my credit good enough? What do I need to do to fix my credit? If the credit isn't an issue, then it's really just going to the bank to ask, how much am I approved for? And you would be so surprised at the amount and the difference that you would pay on a mortgage versus rent. So just really being, informed, step out of that fear. And, sometimes we hurt ourselves, by our own ignorance and not knowing. So it's just asking the right questions and, again, connecting with the right person to get you to where you want to be. That's in anything that we do. So I just wanted to preference that, the importance of just knowing what you need. As far as the real estate process, again, the very first step is connecting with an agent. I definitely won't tell you what company to go to, but I can tell you that Keller Williams is an international company. We can connect you to any place, anywhere, anytime. But there are also very good brokerages out there outside of Keller Williams. But the importance of getting connected to a brokerage that, as I mentioned earlier, has partners in the industry that can get you exactly what you need. And once you're connected to the right brokerage, finding the right lender. One of the topics that I wanted to discuss in the next couple of weeks is abusive tactics. One I have to mention is that I am Latina, and civil rights is definitely important to me, and particularly in the real estate industry. The rights of Latinos, there's a lot of immigrants that are coming into the country, and they have the same dream that anyone else has, the dream to own property, the dream to have something that is their own, that they can do with it what they want, and everyone should be allowed that dream. It's a democracy in housing. It's fair housing. It's everything that we talk about. But what I've noticed is that those particular clients, some don't have a social security number. Now, it doesn't mean that you cannot get a loan without a social. You can, and it's actually when they are assigned ITIN numbers, it's those ITIN numbers that they would use to apply for a loan. My concern with that is that not only are they required to pay more down, which can be 20 to 30% down, but they're also charged a higher interest rate. My concern is that many don't know the language, don't understand the contract. Oftentimes, they might think this is the only opportunity that they'll ever get to get a house, and so paying higher than they should on as far as amounts on a house that isn't worth it, the house isn't worth what they're paying. Getting money for appraisal gaps up front, and not questioning it because, again, this might be the only house that I have the opportunity to purchase. And so there's so many things that I have, so many issues that I find with the whole, with that whole process of ITIN numbers and loans and just abusive tactics. But you have to be careful, and back to the brokerage, is you have to be careful and really align yourself with someone that's going to protect you, that's going to protect you. And, you know, when you go to the lender, it's making sure that everything looks right. So, you know, getting to know what it is that you want, getting connected to the right brokerage. At Keller Williams, and I can speak on Keller Williams because that is my brokerage, but when I say that continuing ed and really being subject matter experts at what it is that we do, we have every opportunity in the world to learn. And you want to know that your agent is knowledgeable of what it is that they're trying to sell. Knowledgeable in this market, you know, going back to the salesperson pitch, beware of someone who sits there and just tries to throw a house at you just because. Do your due diligence. It is your responsibility. It's due diligence. But again, it's the broker who, you know, look them up online. What reviews do they have? Does your agent have reviews? You know, so all of those things are so important. So that is one of the topics that I want to talk about down the road is abusive tactics and how to protect yourself. Just to kind of give you an idea of some of the topics is in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to do a show talking about compatibility. And I'm tying it all into relationships. So it's the compatibility. And are you compatible as buyers? You know, are you single buying a house with someone else? Are you guys credit worthy together? Are you going to make decisions? Are you going to agree when it comes to first, what kind of house? How much do we want to spend? Are you protecting yourself in that purchase if you're not married? So it is the compatibility. Are we compatible? Also, the exclusivity. I, as an agent, do ask for an exclusive buyer agreement. What that agreement does is it holds you to me, and it's just a document saying that I'm going to work for you for a certain amount of time. And I'll tell you why that's important. It's important to me as an agent to get an agreement because everything that we do, although it may seem as though we don't do a lot of work, we do so much in the background, from your contracts to your transactions, all documents, having to keep track and monies and at the closing table, making sure that everything is cohesive, working with the title company and the lender. There's so many moving parts to the process when you're under contract. But even before the search, sending you properties that you may be interested in, potentially driving you around or meeting you at different places, all of that costs money and is time. And at the end of the day, we are a business and we are out here working. And so that exclusive agreement is just letting – it's an agreement between the two of us saying that you agree to work with me for a certain amount of time. So those are some of the topics that I am going to touch on in the next couple of weeks. Again, just tying it all into real estate, tying it all into relationships, because at the end of the day, it is a relationship that are important. It's creating that trust, the respect for each other, you know, and just making sure that at the core of everything that we do, that we watch out for you. So, again, those are some of the topics that I'm going to talk about in the next couple of months. So I have absolutely, now I do really wish that I would have asked folks to call in. I definitely know that there are topics that we can add on as far as the discussion is concerned. But so we've discussed who I am and what it is I do. A little bit more about me. I am also a fitness instructor. My passion is indoor ride. I have been doing that now for about 4 years. So I work for a couple of gyms here in the city. Fitness is my second passion. So if you come into Cincinnati, drop me a note and we'll definitely work out together. That's for sure. But I love fitness. I'm also, as I mentioned before, I love community. I know that my mission in life is to serve and serve others. So community is something that I'm definitely passionate about, and spreading information, educating people, particularly the Latin community, as far as just spreading knowledge and educating on whether it's real estate or whether it's business, making those connections, and fitness. So I'm part of LULAC, which is the League of United Latin American Citizens. So I sit on the board for them. We definitely, it's a national organization. I always explain to others that LULAC is for Latinos, as the NAACP is for African Americans. And so it's one of the oldest civil rights organizations. Again, it's national. So I'm super proud to be a part. I'm also with here locally, the Hispanic Chamber of Cincinnati, which is, of course, business. And it is connecting businesses together, you know, from our Latin-owned, minority-owned businesses to others. So it's commerce, which we all know makes the world go round. That is another thing that I'm connected to. I'm also part of, and I'm super proud of, it's a new organization that I recently joined and also on the board for GCRA, which the Greater Cincinnati Realtors Association is the Cincinnati chapter for NARAB. And if you don't know, NARAB is the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. It is, again, a national organization. And they were created back in, I believe, 1947. If I'm wrong, I will, hopefully I can go back, but if not, but I do. I believe it's 1947. Their mission, our mission, is democracy and housing. It is to be an advocate in land and urban planning in the community. It is to be an advocate for others in the home buying process to make it fair and equitable. So that is what NARAB is. The reason NARAB started, actually, just to give you a little history, back in segregation times, African Americans were not allowed to be a realtor or be a part of the National Association of Realtors. So that's when NARAB was started. It was 12 individuals who started NARAB. And that is why if you are a member of NARAB, you're a realtor versus a realtor. But again, it was the purpose of to promote democracy and housing. Like I mentioned before, everyone should have the right to own a home and to be able to attain that dream and to have something that's theirs. Everyone deserves that and has that right to do so. So it is awesome to have these organizations in place, advocating for others. So definitely proud to be a part of that organization as well. So again, community is my thing. I have always had a heart for people. I have a heart for community, and I know that I'm here to serve. And so whether we meet in person, whether you need a realtor here in Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati, anywhere in Ohio, or, you know, whether you're looking for someone somewhere else, I'm definitely here to serve. And if I can't help you in the real estate process, I definitely can connect you to someone who is knowledgeable and will serve you just the same. So again, don't hesitate to contact me. My information is online. And again, the goal is just to be able to provide you with as much information so that you can be thoroughly informed of the real estate process to be able to make the right decision when it comes to buying a home. So that is just a little bit of who I am. So again, that, you know, if you put it all together, I am definitely, you know, definitely relationship. I think you might get that from the, you know, very beginning, as I am so deep into relationship. I actually had a podcast last year called Singled Out, and the podcast was about relationships. It was dating for purpose versus dating for fun. Imagine that. It's tough out here being single. I have been super fortunate. I haven't really run into a whole lot of riffraff, but I definitely have girlfriends out here who definitely have run into some doozies, and so dating is definitely tough. So that was the podcast last year, which I was so excited about, and I felt it did do pretty good. And so this new venture for me is as exciting. Again, I just hope that I can be, informative and, knowledgeable of everything that you need, and also that we connect on that level, that you know that wherever you are, that you can contact me for anything. And I'm here to serve. So I am going to, I know we have just a few more minutes. So I am going to close out by really just discussing what is going on in the market now and why you should move now. Like I'd mentioned at the very beginning, it is a seller's market. Inventory is so low. Here in Cincinnati, the last time I checked, we had maybe 1,200 properties, 1,200 plus properties on the market. Now that we're going into spring, we do see more inventory coming up. But as far as inventory, it's tight. And so to know that if you have property that you wonder how much, What is its value? Contact me, or if you have a trusted realtor already, is contact your realtor and ask them to give you a comparative analysis report to know what your house is worth right now. If you were to put it on the market right now, how much would you get? How much could you list it for? Like I mentioned, on average, the houses stay on the market for about 17 days. They're not staying on the market long. They're selling. If listed for the right price, some folks do get greedy but I understand that part as well. You have some folks who raise their whole family in the house and they've been there forever. That's their mom and mama's house and vice versa. So they think of their house as being worth more than what it is. That's a difficult conversation. So you will see some houses that stay on the market for a while, and that is truly an indication that it is priced too high, because the majority of homes aren't lasting that long. So it's really contacting that realtor, or contact me and I'll connect you to someone who can give you that comparative market analysis report to let you know what exactly your house is worth and what you can list it for. Maybe you're thinking about downsizing. Maybe your kids moved on, they went to college, they have their own space. Maybe you want to buy another property somewhere warmer and you want to use the equity. There's so many different things that you could do. So, again, the key is to be informed. Really just check it out. It costs you nothing. If an agent is charging you to get a report, I would run. It is just a report that we can run. It's definitely a detailed report, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to know about your property to get the price that you want. That is definitely a bit of information you want to know. Maybe you've been thinking about upgrading, your kitchen or renovating your bathrooms. Maybe you've contemplated, adding on or just all of this stuff. Be informed. Pull that comparative analysis report. Ask that from an agent so they can tell you exactly. So this is the time to sell. Again, if you've been thinking about it, you have really been thinking about moving, whether it's moving up, downsizing, moving out of state, retiring, this is the time to put your property on the market if that's what you've been thinking. And as far as the buyer is concerned, with rent being as high as it is, it is definitely at an all-time high. So knowing that, just think about purchasing a property. I tell you that the popular thing right now, especially for these younger Gen X and millennials, is purchasing these quads and multifamilies. How smart is that? How smart is it to buy a multifamily and you live on the upstairs and let your tenants downstairs pay for your mortgage? Maybe you're someone that travels, and so you're not at your place that long, but to know that you have somewhere to come to and allow someone else to pay that mortgage, that's a win-win. I see a lot of clients that are doing that as well, as really just looking into the multifamily and making sure that, one, you get that property at the right price. You get that property at the right price and let your tenant pay your mortgage. If you want to make money, then rent out both. But you know what I mean, as far as just being smart in how you invest and the property that you buy. So, again, it's just being informed, just doing your homework. It takes one phone call. It takes one phone call to dial 513-402-0183. I promise you I'll answer. But just be informed. I will definitely connect you to the right people. So this is the time. This is the time to sell, and this is the time to buy and buy right. So those are my two bits of information today. Is be informed. Get to know who you're dealing with. Trust that person because you're going to be working with them for a while. I have one of my favorite clients, and we're still looking. They are a young couple and just had a baby, and they're just so excited and, a young couple who they're trying to figure things out as far as what do you like, what do I like type thing, but it's exciting. To be with them. And so, you're with these people for a long time. Like I said, it almost feels like family because you do spend a lot of time. And so, just connect yourself with the right person. Get to know who that person is and trust them. And choosing the right agent makes you experience so much different. Being attentive is important. Responsive. All of those things are important traits in an agent. So get to know them. Get to know who you're working with and who you're dealing with. Because, again, that is one of the biggest purchases that you will make. And you want to make the right purchase and make the right decisions. So, again, come and talk to me. I would start singing Jodeci right now, but I don't think that I would do any justice and I'm a big Jodeci fan. This weekend, just side note, this weekend John B. was here in the city. John B., Michelle A., and Life Jennings definitely dated me because I realized that I was listening to that music several years ago. It was probably, 20, 30 years ago when their music came out. And just still jamming to it now. So Jodeci, just old school R&B, I love. So again, that was today's episode. Just come and talk to me. I am always open. And again, we'll always connect you to the right people. I hope that you feel that you have connected with me, that you know me just a little bit more than you did when you first started listening. That's my goal. That's my goal, that you feel comfortable and that you get exactly what you need out of this experience. Because at the end of the day, it's experiences that we are looking for. And I want to give you the best experience working with me. And if it's not with me, I promise you I'll connect you with someone else.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
Yay! So thank you so much. I cannot believe that I have talked for the last 50 minutes. I always used to be told that I sometimes talk too much, and this might be confirmation that I talk a bit much, but hopefully, again, I provided you with some good information. I am so thankful to Ed for giving me this opportunity, and I would not be, you know, and I also want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine, Sean, who, if it wasn't for Sean, I wouldn't be in this position with Ed. So I could not say thank you to Sean for making this connection. So again, I am so thankful. This is E-Water Radio, KEWR. It can be streamed on via Blog Talk Radio. Again, the times will be 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 Pacific. It is going to be the second Monday of each month. If I get really comfortable, I might just move it and do it a little more frequent. But look for the next link, and look for the next graphic and the next update on the website, blogtalkradio.com. Again, I am so thankful. If you have listened to me this entire time, I feel like I owe you. But I appreciate that. I appreciate the time that you've taken. I appreciate everyone who supports me. There are so many people who just support me for whatever reason, but they just really support me, and I'm so thankful. I see who is out there sharing my stuff and attending the things that I promote and attending the events that I do. I see you, and I'm so thankful. It doesn't go unnoticed. So, again, I'm appreciative. I look forward to connecting with everyone in the next couple of months. Please, if you have any questions or have a particular topic that you want to discuss or hear about, send me a quick text message at 513-402-0183 or send me an email at Eileen, which is my name, A-I-L-L-E-E-N, Cobbs, KW.com. Connect with me on social media platforms. I am Latina0441 on all social media platforms, Facebook, IG, which is my favorite, and Twitter. I haven't got into TikTok yet. I don't think that's something that I want to get into, actually. But, yeah, so those are my social media platforms. Connect with me. I would love to get to know you. That's what we're here to do, is make those connections. And, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Real Connected.